Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Hello out there, everybody. You are tuning in to Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place to get your sports gambling information. We're here this week to chit the conference NFL championships. Let's welcome in Bolt.
What's happening? You know, little bit off topic, but since it just occurred, your mom always tries to do things for the, you know, the environment, always takes precautions. She might have gone a little too far, even got like the special toilet paper. I now know what it feels like to go to the bathroom 100 years ago. A little too far when it's the toilet paper.
Yeah, I got a box or a crate of, it was thought it'd be funny because it was called Who Gives a Crap Toilet Paper, but it's like made from like tea leaves or something. It's worse than a public restroom.
That's what I mean, like 100 years ago.
I said, thanks. I appreciate the gesture, but don't give me TP next time.
Now, talking about potty. Woo, there were some teams that played like potty this weekend.
Yeah.
Holy cow, New York Giants. Thanks for coming.
Well, yeah, that was the second game on Saturday night. That I let that one get to about 28-0, and I was like, this one's done for me. I can change the channel here.
Yep, and you didn't have to worry about them pulling the Chargers, the Eagles pulling the Chargers.
No, you could tell that wasn't going to happen.
That thing was over with. Thanks for playing. I mean, the Eagles had 268 yards rushing.
Yeah, I mean, some of these teams eke into the playoff, and then they get a different matchup the second week, and it's like, well, you guys don't really quite belong here.
Well, and I think the Giants, like, if you ask them right now, they're like, dude, we're stoked on our season. That was incredible. I mean, they've been terrible for years now.
Yeah, I mean, he did a really good job, Dable, getting them turned around and making Daniel Jones look serviceable, but it's like, you know, the week before, they're like, you know, he's going to build around Daniel, and then that was a dud. You're like, do we re-sign him, and for how much?
I think they're going to, though. The real thing, though, too, was Dable and then having Barkley be able to play like most of the season for once.
Yeah. Well, if he's there and humming, that makes a big difference.
Yeah. So now the big Eagles. I don't even know if we want to get into the Eagles nines first, or what game do you want to chit about here last week? I mean, the nines against the Cowboys, KC against the Jags.
Yeah, well, KC, that started the weekend for us with T. Lawrence and them coming into Arrowhead.
Oh, I thought you meant started the weekend for us with the W and the under 53 out there for the listeners.
Yeah, that was good.
On that topic, someone sent me an email saying thanks for the picks the last few weeks. I was like, oh, you know what? Haven't gotten the update on that. Let me look into her. And for those people that are tailing the picks, the last 5 weeks, 14-5.
Heyo.
74%. You know what that means. Back it up.
Beep, 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 beep.
Let's get that.
The Brinks truck.
The money truck, and back her up. And then for the season, already, here we go. That's a nice little run there. That bumps us up to 41-27-3. Just in case people don't know what that means, 41 wins, 27 losses, 3 ties. That's 60%.
Nice.
Yes, it is. Let's keep that racking.
That's a little magical hump there to get over the 60.
Yeah, that's, yep. Yep, that's the big number right there.
That's big time.
That is big time.
But the question with the KC-er, you know, it was Patty's ankle.
Yeah.
You know, he came back, and that was pretty cool how Reed was like, no, not happening. Not until you go get it looked at in the tunnel.
Yeah, and Patty wasn't having it. He was pretty pissed. But then Chad Henne comes in and goes, "Dude, don't worry, I'll drive us down."
Yeah, that guy's been in the league for like 16 years, 37 years old.
Is that how long he's been in the league?
Yeah.
And then what about KC? I think you noticed it too when they showed the tailgating at the 7:48 a.m.
Yeah, I think they said, I mean, they don't open the gates until like 9, but they said people got in line just in their cars the night before, like at 8 p.m.
Oh, really?
And then someone's like, "What are you doing?" They're like, "Well, we're actually running a little late. We would have gotten here earlier." And they spent the night just to get in line, and then they just crank it as soon as they open it in the morning.
Well, they showed the footage. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's so cold. Obviously, everyone's breath is rocking. You can see it. And I'm like, I start thinking, I'm like, wait, the game started for us at 1, right? So that means it started at 3 in Kansas City. So those people are there from 7:45 in the morning till 3.
Yeah.
Can you say tuned up?
We've got our cousins live back there and they pump it up and they go to that stuff. It's crazy. I mean, it's little barbecue, little drinks and some cornhole, and they're like, "We're good to go."
I mean, yeah, dude. And that's where you have to have the liquor because you need to stay warm. I mean, that's your fireball and stuff rocking.
Yeah.
And people are warm one way or another with that.
Yeah. You know, the thing that came down to was that line was the 7.5. And so I was like, you know, looked like KC was maybe going to keep it there and run the clock. And then they just couldn't hold on to it and get the first down. So they had to punt. And I was like, here comes the back door.
Yep.
And dude, sure enough. Well, and then the kick returner, Agnew or whatever, looked like he was going to punch in the touchdown there.
Yeah.
And he fumbled it. I'm like, oh, KC might hang on. And they punt it back with the minute to go and the field goal with like 30 seconds. I'm like, you got to be kidding.
They showed some footage at the sports books in Vegas for that. The Jags and ticket holders were juiced.
Yeah, I think they said Kansas City is like the most popular purchase for a ticket because, you know, everyone just thinks they're going to cover every time.
Oh, yeah, with Patty.
So they always up their lines a little bit because they always get so much action on it. But the books like when they lose or don't cover.
Oh, I'm sure they do. So that was the back door. And then what was the other game after that? Was that the...
That was the Philly, which was just the turner off.
The Philly at night. Thanks for playing. They go, "We'll see you in the championship game, the NFC championship game."
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're humming. The Giants aren't very good, one. And I still can't tell how healthy Hurts is with the shoulder and stuff if he gets like a real test here.
Yeah.
But he's obviously good.
He was 16 of 24 for 154 yards and 2 TDs.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't hurting him that bad. And then the next day, I wasn't able to follow the game because we had our flag football games rocking.
Yep, you're the Andy Reid of the flag football with the offensive call, the guru.
Yep, we rocked and rolled in flag. Actually, they had to turn the scoreboard off. On
they don't want to rub it in the kids' faces too bad. So.
Yeah, yep. On my son and your son's, they had to turn the scoreboard off. So, and my nephew, he's the speed demon. We gave him the ball first play of the game, and he scores. He scored. I think that's probably 15 games they've played, and he scored the first play of the game like 14 out of 15 plays. And that was like really the only time he got to touch the ball because we were blowing people out. He wasn't too pleased, I don't think, huh?
Yeah, he goes, "Can I get the pill a little bit more here?"
Because come on, uncle, let's get the rock here.
Right. So that was the Bills Bengals game.
Yeah,
was kind of simultaneous to our flag football. So. Kind of pulled it up. I was like, wow, oh, since he's kind of handling them.
14-0.
Yeah.
Yep. I know. By the time we got to pull it up, it was 14-0. And I go, wow, okay. I mean, I don't know if Big Josh has it in him to do this. And then I looked at the weather and I'm like, wow, this isn't really the conducive weather to do the comeback either. Snowing.
No.
And so, yeah, how about this stat? That's only the second time that Buffalo's lost a playoff game at home. They were 13-1 going into that ball game.
Back to like the Jim Kelly days?
Yeah, and even further probably. So that's Josh Allen's first playoff loss at home too. I mean, you think about it and you play all season to try to get home field advantage. That's what everyone's playing for. The Bills had it. against the, you know, the Bengals. And once again, I mean, is the Bengals, are they maybe the most underrated team of all time? And they are so disrespected, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, Joe's kind of quickly becoming one of my favorite dudes to watch. Just the confidence just oozes out of him. He feels like he can win any situation.
Joe Johnny be good. Yes, he is. He's 5-1 career in the playoffs. And did you see when he was getting interviewed, he's like, get those refunds.
Yeah, because the league was selling those neutral site tickets.
For the Bills and the KC neutral sider.
Yeah, they're like, go ahead and disrespect us some more.
I mean, is that disrespect or what? And because they kind of want, they're like, well, why aren't we getting the neutral game here, like with the Bills? So probably should have factored that into the handicap. I mean, we stayed away from it, but we should have known that the Joe Johnny B. Good was going to be pleased.
I think that's, he put a post out there and it said uninvited guest for the next round. that was the one word he put under it.
I mean, and it's all, they're just flying under the radar in the sense that, I mean, this is the 10th game in a row that they've won. They haven't lost since Halloween at Cleveland.
And you listen to, you know, everyone leading up to these, the week, and everyone was leaning on the same thing. Like, they're down three offensive linemen. And yeah. it's like, you know, a lot of these backups in the league are good players, one. And then Joe can neutralize a change like that by how good he is.
Well, you know, we mentioned that here too, but you're right. I started hearing everyone talk about it. And you know what I think about that? Once everyone starts talking about it, that's not a good sign.
When everyone has the same take and the same reason, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be a problem.
Yeah. No kidding. Maybe they were listening to our podcast and they took the info from it.
So is that what they'll do this week? You know, they'll be like, is Patrick's ankle is the big question mark?
Right. It's exactly. Like,
his ankle probably won't be any problem now.
Right, he'll probably rush for 75. Except the line right now is definitely going in the direction. Okay, so first of all, this is recorded on Tuesday, and they're saying Patty's playing, but then there's rumors like that he's like hobbling around the locker room. So the
I think he's, you know, he's okay to play.
Well, hold on there, then, big guy. Then do some explaining for me. Do you know what the current line is?
-2.
Who?
Cincy.
Exactly. Okay. The line would not be -2 if Patty was okay. Mm. Now, that's what I'm just saying. That's what people are thinking. The original line was supposed to be KC -3. And then because of all this talk and Patty, I mean, it's like really flipped here. So currently, it's just not saying that Patty's not playing. It's just, okay, wow, we're not really sure where he's at. And I read today that two different bookmakers said that if Patty wasn't playing, the line would be Bengals -3, maybe -4. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the thing is, I guess if you think Patty is going to play like you seem to do here, then you grab the points right now.
Yeah, I mean, if they're at home. The thing last year that was hard, when they just kind of ran the ball down their throat, the Bengals did. They just couldn't stop them, get them off the field there at the end.
Yeah. I don't have as much confidence, even if Patty was okay, in this KC team. I mean, it still just kind of seems like it's Patty and Kelsey. I mean, Jiminy Christmas, Kelsey had 14 catches last game.
Yeah.
14 for 98 and 2 touchdowns. But I still don't. I mean, it's just crazy. That guy just works the middle of the field. No one can stop him.
Yep. A lot of him, a little bit of Pacheco, you know, out of the backfield with the screens and stuff. And those are his two go tos. And the other guys get a few catches each.
Right. But, you know, like you said, our cousins live there. And I asked him last night, I'm like, dude, is Patrick playing? He's like, oh, yeah. So everyone in KC seems to think, you know, Patty's playing. High ankle sprains. I've never had a high ankle sprain. I don't know. I guess you can shoot those up a little bit, you know, so you don't feel the pain. But, you know, part of Patty's great play is that he can rush it if he needs to.
Mm-hmm. And just being elusive and getting away from those guys enough to let the guys get downfield.
Right.
It's just that you could see the rhythm gets thrown off a little bit even when he's hobbling. It's like, you don't quite plant the same way, and like he doesn't throw the ball as smooth or hit him as accurately.
So with that in mind, line's -2 here. Do you have a take, or is that a stay away for you?
Cincy is hard to, you know, mess with at the time being. I don't know if Patrick's going to lose 2 years in a row to these guys. His health is a big question. So if you're going to give Patrick two at home, I'll take Patrick.
Patrick's played the Bengals 3 times. He's lost every time.
Yep.
He's lost it to Joe, Johnny B. Good here.
I think the four best teams that, you know, all year, they're left. The four teams.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was thinking that same thing. I'm like, okay, we've got the four best squads. So me personally, I just got to see if Patty even plays the ball game, because if he doesn't, I could see this line getting up to like 6, and then I would actually take KC or then.
Even if it's Henny.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. I just don't think, like, you know, they'd blow them out. I still think they'd have, I mean, just winning on the road in the NFL is difficult. And in the playoffs, holy cow, is that difficult.
Yeah. I mean, Burrow doesn't really have a problem going anywhere and kind of handling different weather, different teams. he's adaptable to many situations.
Yes, he is.
What do you think about McDermott and Buffalo? I mean, they're not going to get rid of him. But
no way. No way. I mean, I don't know what to say. They're too reliant on Josh.
Totally.
You know? I mean, you saw Diggs, probably. Diggs was like kind of barking at him. And after the game, like, Diggs didn't even stick around. I think like one of the players had to grab him and pull him back in. And he's fired up. He doesn't like to lose. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, he goes, what, you want me to be okay with losing?
Yeah, I mean, those are the type of guys you want. He probably wanted the ball more.
Well, you know? Of course. He's like, Josh, what's going on here?
The best receivers always want the ball more. So I've got nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, they're relying on Josh just way too much. He needs, like, a running game, too, especially because we don't want to get him hurt.
That is interesting, though. Like, you know, obviously the Bills know that he wants to go to Jamar Chase on the other side of the ball, and, like, he finds him.
Right. You mean the Bengals, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, is that the coaching? Or, you know, what's the difference there?
I was thinking about that. I'm like, wow. I mean, obviously you're trying to stop Jamar, but Jamar also has, like, a better supporting cast, though, too. You know, boy.
With T. Higgins, and yeah.
Yeah, so.
But that is, you know, a so-called offensive coach on the other side versus a defensive coach for the Bills.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
Which, you know, everyone thinks the league is trending more towards the offensive side of the ball because with the rules and stuff, it favors those guys so much.
Yeah, the defensive coach is like, if you take a look at them, like they're, you know, they're, except Dable. Well, he's not. Yeah, he's the head coach.
He's so. Off. Yeah, he was the Bills offensive coordinator. That's why Josh Allen did so well.
Right. Yeah. Usually the teams that do the best have the offensive minded coaches. But once again, people can't figure that out.
Nope, even the Chargers, Staley, he's a defensive guy, and he soiled the bed there against the Jags. So these defensive guys aren't really holding their weight too well in the playoffs.
Now we got the big Niners-Cowboys game. Woo! The Niners make it 12 in a row. That's another thing that people I don't think are really talking about. 12 in a row, that's a small amount of games in a row for in the NFL.
Big time.
But I did notice that, you know, everyone keeps talking about Brock being the rookie. Oh, he's a rookie and he's doing this and this. What if he wasn't a rookie? Would people be saying the Niners are going to rock everyone? I mean, it seems like that's the only knock against the Niners is that Brock's a rookie. What if we didn't act like he was a rookie? Would people think differently about the Nines?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that's just repetitions, what it comes down to. It's like, you know, year two even. It's like if he's seen the field or not. It's just, you haven't been in these situations. A lot of guys haven't. So get thrust into it game 12 through the playoffs, that's pretty crazy.
Well, maybe he's just a baller.
And he's doing great.
And he's got a legit supporting cast around him. I mean, he doesn't, it's not like he has to do everything. We've talked about his supporting cast several times on the podcast. I mean, they're just unreal. Cowboys, thanks a lot. You guys go home. You haven't made the NFC Championship game in 28 years.
Yeah.
1995, when you guys won the Super Bowl, that was the last time. Dude, how about if you're sitting there and you're like a business, because that's what the Cowboys are, and you're like, not only have we not been to the Super Bowl, we haven't even been to our conference championship in 28 years. Might want to do something differently over there, guys.
It's crazy.
Thanks for playing. And Dak is an average quarterback that's getting paid like he's a top tier.
Yeah, I mean, he blew it with those picks. I was watching the D-line of the Niners, and those guys usually can get some hands on the QB. They couldn't get to him and put him down.
No, I was watching the exact same matchup. I was watching Bosa most of the time, and they were holding him and the rest of the D-line at bay. Yeah, the Cowboys' O-line was legit.
They did a great job. I mean, they got in there enough to make Dak feel like he didn't have all the time in the world, so he obviously threw it maybe quicker than he wanted to, but...
Right. Yeah,
I don't know what he's looking at on some of those where they're just pick.
City. Dude, how about when they were in field goal range right before half and he throws the picker?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Nines end up getting a long field goal. Nice 6-point swing right there. That didn't matter at all.
Yeah, there was like yesterday or the day before, there's the Dallas Cowboys like official Twitter thing sit out, and it was kind of like ripping on Dak. It's like... Basically, we were in the game, Dak threw 2 interceptions, something. I'm like, geez, you're just hanging him out to dry there.
How about when the sap punt returner for the Niners fumbles it to try to get him back in the ball game?
Yeah.
Dude, come on, guy. You get paid to do one thing. If you don't think you're going to catch that, get away from it, you know?
Yep.
Just let it bounce. Let it go down to the one. I mean, at least we can try to get it out of there and punt it away. But when you just give it to the Cowboys... on the 15-yard line, that's when I was like, uh-oh, here we go. Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah, that was it was a bit of a grinder, you know, defensive stops and stuff. There wasn't a whole lot of offensive, you know, scores and stuff.
But there's only one TD, right?
You know, I don't know if those are your two teams you're into the game. I mean, but otherwise you're like, let's get something going here.
Or if you have chippers on the game.
Yeah, that'll keep you interested.
So this was hilarious that I have you on my notes, and I was watching this with the boys. I'm like, whoa, check out Brock. Brock's got no one to talk to. So after the game, you know, like the players all go up and say what's happening to like their ex-teammates or guys that they played with on the All-Pro game and stuff. Well, Brock is just walking around. He's the starting quarterback, and he's got no one to chit with. Like, he's not going up to anyone to, like, say, hey, what's happening? He didn't know anyone. So, finally, there's, like, some Cowboys coach. I think he might have been, like, the third-string tight end assistant coach. And Brock was like, hey, what's up, buddy? I mean, he literally, like, he was just walking around. He knew he looked like a sap. He's like, dude, I need to talk to someone here.
Usually the quarterbacks find each other. You know, like Dak will come up and be like, hey, good game.
Right. Dak probably ran into the locker room and goes, this is money. So Dak wasn't around. And it was just, it literally, I've never, you know, I can't say I've never seen it before. But yeah, you're right. Usually the quarterbacks chit with each other, whatever. He's literally cruising around like with a deer in headlights, just no one to chit with.
Dude, Dak's like, good thing some of these chips are guaranteed. They try to take them back.
No kidding. Dak right now in Dallas. I mean, sports talk radio is having a decent time talking
yeah.
about him.
I mean, he's, you know, what they got him for a year or two ago, you know, mid-30s, you know, 35 a year. It's somewhat of a bargain to what these guys get now, but they're never going to advance very far with him.
No. And big Ezekiel.
Nope. I think he might be done there. That was too bad. Pollard went down in the second quarter. He broke his leg.
Yeah. I know. He's like, he and CJ, why do I always call him CJ? CD, I guess, because CD is a pretty rare name. And we've got a friend named CJ. Yeah, those are easily their two most explosive players.
Yeah, you take Pollard out of that mix, like they just didn't have the fast plays there out of the backfield.
Right. So now it's the Nine and the Eagles.
Yep, and I saw they kind of been going back on, I guess, Brock and Hurts played each other in college in 2019.
Oh, because they were both in the Big 12, Iowa State and Oklahoma?
Uh-huh. I guess it was in Norman.
Yep.
And I think the Sooners were ranked like 9th at the time. And they were up by like 20. It was like, you know, 42-21 or something. And Brock went ahead and led the comeback.
Did he?
And they got it down. It was towards the end of the game, like under a minute, and it was... 42-41 after Iowa State scored, and they're like, let's go for the win for the 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
And Brock, I guess they said he rolled out and kind of threw it to like a tight end, but the DBs knocked it down.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, Brock was a baller in college. That's why I'm not really surprised here. Like, dude, if you take a baller and you surround him with other ballers, I mean, good things are going to happen. You know, it's like on the basketball court. Like if you're a sweet point guard and then you go and you play with an all-star team, you're like, whoa, my center's legit. My two forwards, my shooting guard's sweet too. Like you're going to play even better.
Coach.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I got a legit coach that knows what's going on now. Yeah, exactly. He knows how to call plays for my skill set. Jeez, imagine that. And so now that just doesn't surprise me. I mean, dude, how about Kittle? Does that make a difference when that guy's playing at 100%?
Yeah, he had a sweet catch over the middle there when he tipped it back to himself.
Yeah, like, you know, nothing to take away anything from Kelce or anything, but he's not making that catch. Big Kelce's not.
Someone needs to tell Big Kittle, if we make the Super Bowl, you got to cut the hair.
It does need a little bit of a trim. Yeah, I would agree with that.
The thin spaghetti coming out of the helmet.
Oh, are we categorizing it as thin spaghetti, though?
I don't know what
it's not as thick as our boy that played for the Packers. What was his name, the linebacker?
Clay Matthews. Yeah, I think the punter for the Niners, Wisniewski maybe, and Kittle could go for a trim.
So what do you think about the Nines Eagles? The line right now is 2.5. I don't think it's moving around, right?
Yeah, I see 2.5 Philly. I saw one stat, it said Philly, when they play a top 10 defense this year, are they 2-3?
Yeah.
And one of those losses, Gardner Minshew was the QB.
So that doesn't count.
So 2-2 with Jalen.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this is the number one defense in the league coming to town. So that's going to make a big difference. Jalen has played more in the NFL in that offense. Probably is a little more familiar with him. So I mean, he gets the slight edge on the offensive side of the ball. That's where I don't want to like get caught up and be like, oh, I like to watch the Niners. You know, I think I'll take them here. But I think I'll take the Nines because of the defense.
Well, if you want to take the Nines, you might as well try to hold out for the 3 points.
Yeah.
Right? Because it could get up there. And if it goes down to two, it's worth waiting for three. I'll tell you what I like in this game is we're going to kind of go back to last week. When I took the under in the Chiefs game for us, that was the one that popped off the page again for me, was the Niners-Eagles under 45.5. I just think that, you know, this is like Rocky versus Apollo Creed. Like, they come in and they try to feel each other out a little bit. Jab, 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 jab. And then, okay, we start to feel a little bit comfortable. Now we can open up the playbook, but that's a lot of points, 45.5, if you're starting to start off slower. And that's kind of what I think. And, you know, the Niners defense is legit. The Eagles defense steps up when it needs to. I like the under 45.5. That's the best bet this week.
Yeah. Hurts is a little dinged up. The shoulder's not 100%. These guys are a lot better than the Giants were. So if he does slip out of that pocket and someone gets there, you know, Fred Warner, Hufanga, or Bosa kind of lays on him a little bit. Like, he's going to feel that bad boy.
Mm.
But he has he has a really good O-line.
Yeah, he might. That would change things a little bit. But, I mean, it looked like he was running things, you know, running the ball just fine this last week.
Yeah, his coach made that MJ comment. I don't know if you heard. It kind of...
Yes, I did.
He kind of stopped himself before he said it, which he probably shouldn't have even said it.
Yeah, dude, I read that where he goes, he's like Michael Jordan. What was the exact quote?
Like having a Michael Jordan, you know, out there running the huddle. You know, it's the biggest compliment I could pay him. He's like, I probably shouldn't say it. It's like, you probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly. So you're correct in saying that that's the biggest compliment you can give someone is to say they're like Mike J. And I like Jalen a lot. He's not Mike J. Holy cow. Go watch some footage on that guy, coach, if you need to.
Yeah, I saw Jalen's making 1.08 million this year. So it's like when these guys get those cheap quarterbacks, that's when these things seem to work well for them.
Right. How about he's like, wow, I just watched Dak. That guy gets paid 34 more million than I do, and I'm doing on him.
I think he jumps up to like 4 million next year, and then they can negotiate, you know, so we'll have to see what happens.
Well, that's my play. That's what I got for today. I don't know if you have anything else. I did probably I think you and I both saw that one kid hit the parlay, $5 parlay. He picked who was going to score the first touchdown in all four games this last weekend.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So You know, normally when I read those, I'm like, whatever, this could be a bloop. Who knows if this is even true? But they showed the footage of the guy. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. He was like in his apartment with his buddies and he's like life-changing money.
Yeah, he paid off his school loan. So he put down $5, picked who he thought would score the first touchdown of each game, which is, I mean, dude, good luck with that.
I think he was waiting on the Niners. It was the Cowboy. Was it Schultz or someone?
Yeah, the tight end.
Yeah. He was like, come on, come on.
Yeah, that was awesome. So anyway.
$75K.
Right.
Off a $5 bet.
Now, I always talk about the parlays and, you know, hey, good luck with those. You might as well light them on fire. But like something like that, like, if you know, $5 and you can win a boatload, you know, I mean, to go to the movies nowadays, it's like $18 or whatever, right? But my suggestion would be like, you don't want to do the parlays when you're getting up there, you know, for like the 200 to win like 20 G's or whatever. It's, you're going to blow through it a little bit.
Take a stab at the cheap one that pays a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, if that's what you want to do, yeah.
Yeah. Well, dude, that guy's juiced.
Well, and that's why all the sports books are like, dude, let's get this out to everyone so everyone in the world thinks they're next to win it all.
All right. So what was your take for the Chiefs game?
That I'm staying away from.
Because of the injury?
Yeah. I mean, I want to see what happens there. But like I said, if Patty's ruled out and the line cranks up to 6 or more, I would take KC.
Okay.
Because that's what I do think would happen. I think it would go up that high.
And then the under in the Eagles game.
Yep. Under 45.5. They're going to go jab, 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 which means run, 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 run the clock, punt, run, punt, run, run. Okay.
Let's do it.
Yep.
All right. Well, it'll be fun to watch these championship games. Always is. Don't forget Twitter and Instagram. It's at Bolt Brady Picks, and we will keep you updated, especially if Patrick is in or out. So we'll give you a take on the Chiefs game there. But can't wait to watch these football games, see who's going to go to the Super Bowl, and keep the reviews coming for us, please, at Apple Podcast or wherever you listen. We appreciate it.
See ya.